Up next, we have Hot Pink Halo with Move Mountains.
I wake up and go out to lie down and settle myself in the air. They won't let me move, it might take too much breath, so I lie here and lie here.
Fiona Apple, is that you? To be incredibly blunt, I fucking love this. The piano is sparse in all the right places. It's melodic when it needs to be and supportive when it doesn't. The lyrics have a whimsical feeling to them, in spite of the really dark place they come from. And, you know, keep the mood from going down too much. I really do mean to call out Fiona Apple here with the influence, because, or at least the perceived influence, because, you know, there's a sort of similar ethos and attitude that Hot Pink Halo is sharing with Fiona here. And then I feel like the backing vocals and the synths are perfect role players here. And, you know, I shed a couple tears during my first couple listens, so I have no criticisms.
Yeah, I thought this is like half Vince Guaraldi and half Gene Seabury. And that's a very, very, very old reference followed by a very old reference. But yeah, it's dreamy and it's interesting, and the imagery is wonderful despite the subject being a bummer. You know, it's just really put together and put forward in a very interesting and a very good way. Like, I know the lyrics are about inactivity, but it's so very interesting the way that it's sort of presented, and you sort of get the impression that something's amiss as you go forward in the song. You know, the impression grows throughout the song, and for anyone who hasn't done so, I recommend checking out her notes on the song, because it really sort of describes what's up. Anyway, beautiful vocal work, lovely piano work, and the composition is really expertly put together, I thought. I like this one a lot.
I think we all like this one. The first thing I notice is that the microphone is really capturing a lot of character in Crumpet's voice, especially on the quieter parts. And
I love when she goes to that fry on the word
yes.
too much. Oh
yeah.
My God. Chills.
And it's like, and her voice goes from angelic to like gritty and bitter. You know, you can hear the emotion in her voice at different points. It's the kind of emotional, like sort of peaks and valleys you might expect somebody would experience at the end of their life. And I feel that this emotional stuff is very helpful because the music itself doesn't have a lot of movement to it, which I think is meant to mirror the stillness and the lack of excitement that was, you know, deemed healthy for those who are suffering from consumption, the disease that consumes your body. And yeah, this song really just nails that serene, floating on top of a mountain, riding on a puffy cloud kind of vibe that I think she was aiming for. And her production is just super leveled up in this track. Like, everything sounds clear and full, and everything is carved out into its own unique sort of spectrum. And the various elements are all super audible and just sound great. And the vocal harmonies are glorious. Like, excellent, excellent vocal harmonies and backings. I love it. Good stuff.